Hare Krishna. Yesterday we were giving a class on Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was our devotee's last day in New Brajadam before heading out for the marathon, as I'd already explained yesterday. And we were reading an interesting part, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was sort of the lead-in to the debate between Sarvam Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there were a few things there that really caught my attention and which were also very noteworthy for us as followers of Lord Chaitanya. One thing that was very interesting to note was that Sarvam Bhattacharya met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Jagannath Temple, and they had their discussion over there. Now, I know that in visiting Puri, going to Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, there's a place there where Lord Chaitanya's seat is, and where there's a bas relief of Sadbhuj deity, and it's said that Lord Chaitanya revealed his six-armed form to Sarvam Bhattacharya. So the question then really comes up, well, is that the case? Did it happen there? Certainly, Kaviraj Goswami says the debate happened in Jagannath Temple. Did they then come back from the temple and did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibit his form over there? Or is that just sort of a tradition that's not necessarily the right thing, not correct? It's an interesting point. Would require some reference and study to resolve. Now, another thing that is written there was that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to hear, because Sarvam Bhattacharya was convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a emotional sannyasi and he needed to be rectified by hearing Vedanta Sutra, and that by hearing Vedanta Sutra his sort of emotional ecstasies could be, nervous condition could be brought under control, which in itself is also interesting, in that sometimes, you know, we talk about having nervous problems or stress problems. Sarvam Bhattacharya thought that Lord Chaitanya was also suffering from something similar like that, nervous stress, and he recommended that the scriptural solution for that was to actually hear scripture, to sit down and hear scripture. But the point that I wanted to emphasize was that Sarvam Bhattacharya sat beneath Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or beneath means at a lower place. And that's really quite interesting. First of all, Sarvam Bhattacharya was taking the role of the guru. He was the teacher. He was also much older than Lord Chaitanya. And he was sort of socially speaking, probably the most prominent teacher, acharya, in India at that time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. But it seems that based on that convention, because Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi, therefore he did sit on a higher position than the actual teacher or the grihastha. We sort of don't have that practice in ISKCON. Just reflecting, say if a devotee gives a class, be it a grihastha, be it a younger devotee, and there are sannyasis in the audience, the sannyasis may sit on the floor while the other person sits on the vyasasan. According to this example of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that's not necessarily the right etiquette. It's something worth researching again, discussing, and thinking about. Whatever the case, we may certainly note that it's an important thing to know how to show the proper etiquette, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was certainly learned in that, And Kaviraj Goswami also mentioned it. He mentioned it for a particular purpose. What is further, aside from the sort of arguments that are raised and that comes up is very interesting, is that Lord Chaitanya heard Sarvam Bhattacharya very submissively. He sat there, and for an entire week, he just listened. And at the end of the week, Sarvam Bhattacharya asked, "So, do you understand what I've said?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, I don't understand what you said." According to Sarvabhauma's mentality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just couldn't grasp the depth of what he was saying. But Lord Chaitanya didn't just leave it at that. He said, "I understand Vedanta Sutra very clearly, but what you're saying, you're just simply covering the meaning of Vedanta Sutra. You're obscuring the meaning of Vedanta Sutra. Your explanation is wrong." Now that's quite a bold statement to make. It's a bold statement for a junior to make to a senior. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there to correct Sarvam Bhattacharya. And he didn't pull any punches. This is something that we may want to consider also in terms of our own preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't concerned. Not only was Sarvam Bhattacharya, remember, a senior, he was also the king's minister, he was the prime minister, so he was politically highly placed. Still, Lord Chaitanya told him straight, "You're wrong. Your interpretation, your understanding of Vedanta Sutra is wrong," despite the fact that Sarvabhauma was world-renowned as the scholar on Vedanta Sutra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him he was wrong. He said, "Your explanation, your impersonal explanation of Vedanta Sutra is wrong," and then he went about explaining why it was wrong. And in this regard, of course, that's a valuable line of thought and argument for us in terms of having also to meet with Mayavadis, particularly if we meet with real traditional Mayavadis. Lord Chaitanya, the same argument that he gave to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very similar to Prakashananda Saraswati in terms of the scriptures that he quoted, the logic that he used. And if we also want to arm ourselves with argument, this is really the suitable arguments that we can also follow in this defeating Mayavad philosophy. And of course we do encounter Mayavad philosophy. We may not encounter traditional Mayavad in the West so much, Shankaracharya, traditional Mayavad, but the philosophers, religionists who we meet, generally speaking, for all intents and purposes, they also end up having an impersonal conception of God. They don't believe that in the ultimate sense, God is the supreme person. They may even call him a father, but if you go deep enough, ultimately, you'll get an admission that that's just sort of like a figure of speech. But ultimately, God is love, he's an energy, but can he be a supreme person with qualities, features, and form? No, it's not something that is admissible. And therefore, we need to be able to present Krishna consciousness. Of course, unlike Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he surrendered. He surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He surrendered because that was the integrity in those days, that if on the basis of logic and the rules of logic, and they had rules of logic, and also scripture was the basis, if you're defeated, you have to accept the position of a disciple of your opponent who defeats you. And Sarvabhauma became a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nowadays, we know what happens when you preach to people. They go but, and you may defeat them in terms of logic and reason and scripture and so many other things, but they'll still continue on with their own way. They'll still continue but, and they won't really surrender. They won't accept the consequence. And dampatya viriti hetu mayaga vyavaharaki. Srimad Bhagavatam says, why? Because hypocrisy is the way of life in Kali Yuga. People are not honest. They don't have integrity when it comes to argument. your opinion, my opinion, every opinion is good. There is no absolute measure to determine whose opinion is best. There are criteria, but people will not accept those criteria. And as a result, for us, preaching really means, number one, purifying people's hearts so that they become honest enough to accept the consequence of hearing the logical argument why God is a supreme person and accepting that this is the vision of all scriptures in the ultimate issue. And that purity of heart, that qualification, can be given to people by prasadam distribution, by chanting Hare Krishna, and so on, so that they actually come to accept that conclusion. Otherwise, we see that it's very rare that off the bat people just accept, oh yes, this is it, they just immediately surrender. When that is the case, it's certainly due to some kind of previous life, some good karma, some devotional activity performed in a previous life that impels and qualifies people to come to that stage of surrender. So we need to preach in a very straightforward way, as did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the other hand, we need to know that in Kali Yuga, and as Kali Yuga progresses more and more, it's more and more difficult to find real, honest candidates for pure devotional service. And therefore, preaching first begins with giving people the qualification to become honest, making them honest, and then ultimately helping them along the path of surrender. Hare Krishna.